Checking it up with Sheikh Fayaz. Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. We are taught within our traditions that during these last nights of the holy month of Ramadan, our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would put away the straw mat that he would often sleep on, because he wanted to make sure that he was putting every effort in the course of his night towards spending time with his beloved, toward really putting forth an effort toward demonstrating how much he loved his Creator. And we are taught within our traditions that if someone really desires to find that notion of absolute true love with their Lord, they have to do so by means of standing up for prayers in the darkness of the night. In a tradition narrated from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, he states that reaching God is a journey that cannot be reached except by riding the night. And in another hadith al-Qudsi, meaning the words of God that he speaks to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he states that the one who goes to sleep and does not wake up to pray to me and claims to love me, he's lying. When someone is in love, we often tend to do the craziest things. We're always talking or texting or, you know, odd hours of the night, engage in conversation. But when it comes to demonstrating our true love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us were very far away from really calling out to Him during those most odd of hours. And within Islamic tradition, there's such a strong emphasis in terms of what can be done in the darkness of the night, in terms of building out our relationship with God, because we know that everybody loves to sleep, and everybody loves to sleep at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. But when we really want to show God how much we are devoted to Him, especially during these holy nights of the month of Ramadan, then it's important that we make an effort to doing our best to spend even one of these last few nights, even if it just means a couple of minutes, in real devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The holy month of Ramadan is quickly passing us by, and there's so much virtue and merit in performing what is known as the night prayer, Salatul Layl, or Qiyamul Layl, within Islamic tradition, that if we haven't really ever done that before, then know that there's still a couple of days left. And if you don't know how to perform that prayer, then go online and reflect and read a little bit and find out how to perform that prayer. Because there's something so unique about, again, praying to God when everyone else is asleep. And so many, again, of our traditions, they speak to the importance of demonstrating our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness of the night. In a famous saying, it is stated, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا فَعَلَيْكَ بِسَلَاةِ اللَّيْلِ وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْآخَرَى فَعَلَيْكَ بِسَلَاةِ اللَّيْلِ. That if you desire the joys of this world, then perform the night prayer. And if you desire that which is in the next world, then perform the night prayer. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخَرَى فَعَلَيْكَ بِسَلَاةِ اللَّيْلِ. And if you want all of the pleasures and benefits of this world and of the next, then perform the night prayer. In another tradition, it is stated that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes toward the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he tells him, alayka bi salatil layl, alayka bi salatil layl, alayka bi salatil layl. That recognize the importance of the night prayer, O Ali. Recognize the importance of the night prayer. Recognize the importance of the night prayer. And again, when the Prophet alayhi salam is advising a man like Ali ibn Abi Talib about the significance of any act, again, we're able to really put into perspective exactly how important it is to perform. And we're taught within, again, our traditions from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he has stated that whenever a servant withdraws himself in the middle of the night so he can perform the night prayer, God puts a divine light into his heart and calls out to the angels. God says, O angels, look at my servant who calls out to me in the darkness of the night while everyone else is sleeping. witness that I myself have taken the responsibility to forgive him. And that's what it means to really demonstrate true love to God. During the course of the days and the nights of the holy month of Ramadan, naturally we're going to find that fasting is a very difficult burden. And performing the other acts of worship, we often see it as a difficult task for us to perform. But we need to work to cultivate our hearts and our souls to really enjoy performing acts of worship, which again might take years of our life to really get to. But for many people, when they go and they perform an act of worship that is as challenging and as difficult as fasting, after the month of Ramadan passes, we feel an emptiness in our heart because we miss that devotion to God, even though it was very difficult in doing that. And when it comes toward performing the night prayer, someone is going to ask the question that how can I wake up before Fajr prayers when waking up for Fajr prayers is just that difficult? And I have to work the next day and I have my own, you know, patterns and routines that I need to, you know, perform on a day-to-day basis, and if I wake up at 3:30 in the morning and half an hour before the time of Fajr prayers for me to spend in worship and in making dua, that's not me. That's too difficult. I can't do that. Never say that's not you. Never say you don't have the ability to do that, and don't think that it's going to mess up your routine. Because remember that standing up and again devoting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when only a few people really have the blessing and the tawfiq and the divine help and support to do just that, that God will be the one to really help you, push you through the rest of the day. So if you're worried about sleep and if you're worried about schedule, again, we've been taught that there's no joy like performing that prayer to demonstrate our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the rest of the world is sleeping. It's going to bring forth this continued joy that oftentimes when the month of Ramadan passes, it leaves our hearts. And know that if we make an effort toward really pushing forth and seeking God after the month of Ramadan, or especially in these last few nights, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will really give us the energy and the inspiration for us to continue to do that after this holy month of Ramadan has passed. It is said that one day there was this scholar by the name of Sheikh Ja'far Kashif al-Ghita. And he would always tell his son that let's wake up in the darkness of the night at half an hour, an hour before the Fajr prayers, and let me teach you how to perform the night prayer. To which his son, who was 12, 13, 14 years old, he didn't want to hear it. He wanted to sleep. Again, waking up for Fajr prayers was as difficult as it was. And then it said that one day, the father, this great scholar, he went toward his son and he sprinkled some water on his face. And he said, my dear son, I want you to come with me and I want you to walk toward the masjid. Let's walk outside and I want to teach you a lesson tonight. The son told him, no, I don't want to perform the night prayer. He said, we don't have to perform the night prayer. He said, just come with me. I want to show you and teach you a lesson tonight. The son reluctantly, he woke up. He was exhausted, super tired. But nonetheless, he got up and he made his wudu and they went toward the mosque, and it was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And the only people in the streets were beggars who were looking for a couple of dollars. And as they were walking on the outskirts of the courtyard of the mosque, the father, the scholar, he tells the son, he says, oh my dear son, have you ever walked outside at this time of day? He says, no, I've never done that. He said, what's the only thing that you see on the outskirts of this mosque? He said, I just see beggars. To which the father, he tells the son, he says, oh my dear son, he said, only someone who is desperate for money is going to be out here at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Because they are in such dire and desperate need for some cash so that they can go back and sustain themselves or sustain their families, which is why they even make the effort to come at this time, because they're just looking out for one hope of someone who might be strolling around and might have some extra coins in their pocket. The son says, yes, that's right. But what are you trying to get to? To which the father, he tells the son, he says, that we need to be in a state of desperate seeking from God. And the way to demonstrate how desperate you need him is to do something that not everyone else can do. It's for you to put forth an effort when other people, they might not put that effort forth. So I'm giving you this reminder so you can show God how much you want him and how much you're seeking him and how much you love him. So wake up when everyone else is sleeping and spend some time and standing up and seeking his forgiveness and asking for your supplication, because God will never return back someone who seeks and prays to him in that state of absolute desperation. During these last nights of the holy month of Ramadan, again, if you never had the opportunity to perform the night prayer, then do it. Again, like I said, you can go online and find different articles that explain exactly how it's done. But even if you can't perform it exactly the way that it's been prescribed, just to perform one rak'ah of prayer, what is known as the Salatul Witr, where you stand up, literally, it doesn't have to take that much time. You go and perform wudu, you stand up and you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, 3 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 1 time Al-Falaq, 1 time Surah An-Nas, and then raise your hands to God in Qunut in the state of begging, and ask him for whatever it is that you're seeking from him. If you're seeking God's forgiveness, then ask him for forgiveness. If you're seeking whatever materialistic supplication that you're seeking for in this world, then ask for that too. If you want paradise, then ask for that too. But just performing the act, or just making an effort toward getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will go an incredibly long way. And one last point, that if you're listening to this and you're saying, again, performing the night prayer is not for me, it's not something that I do, that's something that maybe I'll do when I become old, know that putting forth an effort toward getting closer to God can unlock so many doors. Don't think that it's not for you if you haven't experienced it. Because you don't know, and we don't really know what our spiritual potentials are until we make a small incremental change within our life to really reap God's blessings and his compassion and his mercy, especially during these last nights of the holy month of Ramadan. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability and the tawfiq to allow for us to stand in the night prayer. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we'll have the opportunity to remember one another in the course of these nights in our du'as and in our supplication. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ahli baytih at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.